Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
弟兄姐妹朋友们早安。
Please pray with me before the proclamation of God's word.
让我们在来到神的话语面前一起来祷告。
Our Lord and our God, now as we come before your word, we ask that you will fill us with your spirit.
我们的主，我们的神，在我们来到你话语面前的时候，我们求你的圣灵充满我们。
Soften our hearts that we may delight in your presence.
软化我们的心，让我们能够以你的同在为美。
Open up our minds that we may discern your truth.
让我们的头脑打开，能够看到神你的真理。
Shape our wills that we may desire your ways.
你来塑造我们的意志，让我们能够渴慕神的道路。
Lead us to experience and see Christ.
让我们引导我们到真正的经历基督。
In His glorious name we pray.
奉他荣耀的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Please turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 15 to 17.
让我们一起打开圣经，来到哥罗西书三章的十二到十七节。
I will ask Elder Eric to just read in Chinese for us.
我们就用中文来看这段经文倘若starting with 13.
15. Colossians 3:15.
从第十五节又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂上帝。无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名，主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父上帝。
Thank you. So I praise the Lord once again that I have this opportunity to preach to you.Our CN brothers and sisters here.
我也感谢神让我再次有机会能够到中文堂向跟弟兄姊妹分享。
As Thanksgiving is coming this week today, I would like to share a passage that relates to giving thanks.
所以在感恩节即将到来之际，我也想跟大家分享一段能够来献上感恩的这样的神的话语。
It is human nature that you would only give thanks because there is something that you find satisfying.
所以人的本性都是如此。当我们感恩的时候，一般是当你感到对什么事情觉得满意的时候。
There is something that makes you happy and joyful, and that's why you give thanks.
有些是你经历了什么让你觉得非常高兴的事情。
And so if you feel like you are constantly lacking something in life, you would never be joyful, and because of that, you would never give thanks.
如果你的生命当中一直都是感到非常的缺乏什么东西的话，你也很少会献上感恩。
There is this famous 20th century scientist and researcher. His name is Hans Selye.
在第十五世纪的时候，有一个著名的学者。
He is the founder of this theory called stress theory.
就是自己这样的总结了一套他自己的理论叫做一个就是压力的有关压力的理论。
It is the science of it's basically this, like how stress impacts a person's physical and psychological health.
所以他的研究的主题是。就是你所经受的和生活中的压力怎么如何这些压力呢如何影响你的这个身心灵的这样的健康
You may be thinking thanks for nothing, I know that.
所以你可能觉得这个跟感恩没有关系。
Well, he was the first one who said that.
那但是呢我们应当感谢他因为这是他是第一个人提出这样的一个理论。
This is what he said and I quote.
那我想引用他所说的话。
Among all the emotions, there is one which more than any other accounts for the absence of and or presence of stress in human relations.
他说人呢在这个人的这种社会关系当中哈，他有一个唯一的一项情感哈，是就是能够体现我们的缺乏。
And that emotion, that feeling is the feeling of gratitude.
啊，那这个情感呢，就是这个有关感恩的情感。
In other words, what he is saying that is that the more gratitude we have, the less stressed and healthier we would be.
所以他换句话说呢，他说如果我们如果我们能够越感恩的时候呢，你感到的你的所受的压力呢就会更小。
Gratitude is what makes or destroys your life, essentially.
所以换句话说，其实感恩的心呢，其实是可以让能够促成你的生活，也可以毁灭你的生活的这样一个很关键的一个情感。
And gratitude, particularly about giving thanks to God, is how Paul wraps up his answer to the false teachers threatening the church in Colossae.
所以在保罗给哥罗西的书信当中哈在保罗讲到要他们提防假教师对他们的这样的一个规劝之后呢，他是用感恩来做结束的。
The false teachers say that to have fullness or satisfaction in life requires other methods, other discipline beyond the gospel, beyond Christ.
那所以他们这些假的这种教训呢，是让我们让信徒能够脱离有关对基督的感恩，脱离基督的教训。
And Paul's answer in the book of Colossians has been the supremacy and the sufficiency of Christ alone found in the union with Christ.
所以保罗在哥罗西书给他们答案是让我们回到看到主耶稣基督的这种他的崇高性，他的超越性然后提醒这个会众呢要跟基督联合。
So in a sense, these verses here in Colossians 3:15-17 are Paul's re-expression of the same answer, which is a threefold reference to thanksgiving.
所以在保罗在这里做的结束呢，其实他是用一个三重的一个感恩来重复了他给这样会众的一些他的之前的教训。
So the first fold is found in the peace of Christ. We have to find satisfaction in the peace of Christ.
所以这个三重的信息呢，其实第一是它我们要回到在基督的平安里面。
It is because of the peace of Christ that we give thanks.
因为我们是有了基督的平安，我们才能够献上感恩。
Verse 15, Paul says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body." And be thankful.
所以第十五节说，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
This peace of Christ is the peace that Christ embodies and brings.
这样的平安是一个耶稣自己他的在身上所体在他自己身上所体现的，是他赐给我们。
It is the peace that the gospel brings that is personally in each and every one of our believers.
这是神在福音中带给我们每一位信徒的平安。
And it is also expressed and shared within the community of God's people among the body of Christ.
也是一个在基督的身体，就是教会当中，我们彼此来表达彼此体现的。
What this means is.This peace isn't merely about you having inner peace, the peace that you know that you're saved or saved.
所以这里所说的平安其实不只是一个你在你自己内心深处的有关你自己得救的这种平安。
But it is also about you sharing this peace to others, especially within the local church community.
这个平安也是一个你作为一个信徒呢是在教会当中，在一个教会的群体当中呢，你向其他的周围的弟兄姐妹所表达的、所分享的。
This is how the community is united.
这也是这也是连接这样的一个教会群体的一个纽带。
The 17th century Puritan theologian Thomas Watson says this.
所以在十七世纪的那个神学家这个托马士华森
，He said, "God the Son is called the Prince of Peace."
所以神的儿子呢是称为和平之子。
He came into the world with a song of peace.
他在来到这个世界，出生在这个世界的时候呢，是 用一首这个平安的平安的诗歌。
As the angels sang, peace on earth to those who, with whom God is pleased.
就像呢是天使所唱的愿这个地上平安归人。
He went out of the world with a legacy of peace.
他在他离开这个世界的时候呢，他也留下了这样的一个平安的遗产。
As he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you.
就是他在离世之前向他的门徒所说的我将平安，我把平安留给你们。
Christ's earnest prayer was for peace. He prayed that his people might be one.
那基督的他自己的恒切的祷告也是要让他的子民能够合一，能够彼此合而为一。
Christ not only prayed for peace, but bled for peace.
他不仅是为我们的和平祷告，也为我们的和平和合一而流出他的宝血。
As Paul says in Colossians here, having made peace through the blood of his cross.
就像在这个哥罗西所说的，他是用他的血成就了在十字架上成就了和平。
He didn't only make peace between God and man, but between man and man.
他不仅是成就了神与人之间的和平，也是成就了人与人之间的和平。
Christ suffered on the cross that he might cement Christians together with his blood.
他在十字架上受苦，是让我们能够顺服在他的这个宝血当中。
As Christ prayed for peace, he also paid for peace.
所以他不仅是为我们的和平来祷告，更是为我们的和平献上他自己成为这样的代价。
That was the entire quote.In other words, the peace of Christ is about what he had done, how he died for you on the cross individually as well as corporately as his people.
所以就像这位神学家所说的这里的基督的平安不仅是要在我们的心中做主，更是在我们当中成为我们的纽带。
And for us to find satisfaction in this peace, we must seek to be ruled by it in our hearts.
所以我们真正能够得到这样的和平的时候，我们就必须要让这样的一个平安呢，在我们的心中做主。
The Greek verb to rule means to be in control of someone's activity by making a decision.
所以在这个希腊的原文就这个做主这个字，他说的是其实要在是在我们的这样的一个是一个在我们的心中掌控的掌权的这样的一个权柄。
The word that some typically uses to umpire.
所以一般这个用在什么地方？用在治理一个王国。
You know what a baseball umpire is, anyone?
对不起，是一个是一个就好像这个字用来就是像一个就是球赛里面的这个裁判
right.
这个用在那个身上哈。
Not umpire, but umpire. He's the guy behind the home plate calling ball and strike.
所以在那个在打垒球的时候，所以那个裁判是有权利判断这个球打的是。
He's the judge around the bases, ruling and judging whether a ball is fair or foul.
所以他可以在这个球赛中，他有权利判定这个球是犯规了还是没有犯规。
That's the kind of action we're talking about, ruling and controlling.
所以这里所这个做主的意思是这种意思在。
That is what the peace of Christ is supposed to be doing in our lives and believers' decision making.
所以这也是意味着呢，我们应该在我们的日常的我们的生活的抉择当中是让基督在这样的在我们的这样的生活的决策上能够掌权。
Now apply this to our church community.
那我们也可以把它应用在我们教会的整个的群体当中。
How do and should we treat each other even when we disagree with them?
那我们如果即使我们在某件事上我们有不同意见的时候，那么我们如何来彼此的对待彼此
or even when we don't naturally like the other person's personality.
如果你甚至可能不喜欢对方的一个他的个性他的性格。
The answer is,You choose to be ruled by the peace that Christ has brought into your life.
那么答案是什么呢？是因为我们自己已经做了这样的抉择，我们要决定要顺服在基督的平安在我们的心中的这种主权。
You seek to love rather than hate or reject.
那我们应该我们的抉择应该是而是去爱而不是去去这样的对抗。
You fix on reconciliation rather than separation.
我们的抉择应该是我们之间的彼此的和解，而不是分裂。
You determine to work together to build up each other rather than to let walls build up between you and your brothers and sisters.
我们的抉择应该是我们来彼此的建造彼此的彼此的这样的同工，而不是在我们的彼此中间呢建造这样的隔断的墙。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
stop and consider the peace that Christ paid for.
我们在这里应该停下来想一想，这样的基督的平安是基督用何等的代价所付上所带来的。
He came for Christ. He prayed for Christ. He paid for peace. He came for peace. He prayed for peace.
他是为了平安替我们代求，他也为了平安。来到这个世界，他也为了这样的平安而受死。
If we see this gospel happening among us in our church community, that is where we find satisfaction, happiness, and joy.
我们只有在这样的平安当中，我们才能找到我们自己的满足，找到我们自己的喜乐，找到自己的感恩。
This is what causes us to be thankful to God.
这也是能够促使我们能够真正的向神能够心存感恩的这样的缘由。
Because what truly satisfies us or anyone is what leads us to give thanks for God's peace among us.
所以当我们有了这样的在主里面的满足的时候，我们才能够真正献上我们的感恩。
And that's the first fold of thanksgiving.
所以这是我要讲的第一点这个感恩的三重的感恩之心的第一重。
Then the second one is the second fold is the word of Christ, which is what leads us to give thanks.
那么第二重呢是也是为我们要为此献上感恩的乃是基督的道理。
Paul in verse 16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly."
所以保罗在十六节，保罗说要把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
The word of Christ that Paul speaks of here is the word spoken by God in all of Scripture.
So, 这里所说的基督的道理乃是神借着圣经所讲的一切话。
It comes with all of God's authority.
是带着神的权柄。
It points to and comes to the climax and fulfillment of Christ and His work.
也把基督的他的救赎和他的受死复活也是成为这样的道理的一个高潮。
In other words, all of Scripture, the Bible, is about Christ.
所以换句话说，整本的圣经乃是关乎基督的。
We read about that in Luke, chapter.In the end of Luke and also in John 5, that how Christ fulfills the scripture.
所以我们在这里，我们在路加福音也看到，在约翰福音的第五章也看到，是基督是如何如何的应验了，满足了神的神的话语。
The authority of scripture is so rooted and closely linked to the person of Christ that the two are inseparable, indivisible.
所以基督的道理跟基督的他的全人基督的本人是没有办法分割的，是一体的。
To attempt to separate them is asking which blade of a pair of scissors is more important.
所以你要想把基督的人和基督的道理分开，就好像你在问那你的剪刀的哪一个刃那两个刃里面的哪一个更重要。
Or like you're asking which leg of a pair of pants is more necessary.
或者你问 你的两条裤腿哪一条更重要
Remember, we only know Christ through the Word of God, through the Bible.
我们要记得我们唯有通过基督才真正进入到了神的话语当中。
And in the parallel passage in Ephesians 5, Paul talks about how our understanding of Christ comes from the Spirit of God.
所以在跟我们这段经文并行的是以弗所书第五章的经文，保罗也提到，那么我们如何是进入到神的圣灵当中
？The world people who are outside of the church, they think nothing of this authority.
在所以在世人在这个神的救恩之外的我们不会明白神的这样的他的话语的权柄。
They have no idea of the value of the authority of the Word of God.
他们 也认识不到神的话语的、啊、这种权柄和神的话语的价值。
And this is why the world always seeks after other methods and ways and attractiveness to find satisfaction in life.
所以、这也是为什么世人我们都是 用自己的其他的办法去满足自己。
They will look for things like romantic love or sex.、
他们可能会在去寻找、这个啊、这种浪漫的爱、和这种、性的行为。
Or politics or power or money or drugs.
或者他们 去寻求在、这个、政治当中、在、权力当中、在也许在毒品当中、各样的、这样的、当中来寻找自己的满足。
This kind of directions is very much parallel to what the false teachers promote in the Church of Colossae, only with different ways, different methods.
那这个我们现在的这些、现状呢，也是跟当时在哥罗西的教会、当时这些假的教师跟他们的教导的也很是非常相似的，是 在基督之外寻求各样的、这样的解决办法。
But now Paul is saying that only the word of Christ is authoritative and satisfying and sufficient.
所以保罗这里提到的是，只有基督的话、基督的道理才是真正的让你能够得到满足，能够、真正的 有权柄和有价值。
But just to know of, just to know about, or just to have read the word of Christ before wouldn't provide you any satisfaction in your life.
你如果只是、这种、单纯来读这种话、读这个基督的话语的话，也许、你不会、真正找到在生命当中的跟你的对你的意义。
Because Paul says that the word of Christ needs to dwell in you richly.
所以这种、单纯的把它当做一个、只是一个读物来讲是不够的。所以保罗说要把这样的道理呢丰富的存在、你的心里，让这样的话呢住在你的心里。
This means the words, the concept, the principle of the gospel must be so deeply implanted within you as to control you.
所以这意味着就是这样的基督的这种福音的道理呢，是应该他的这种我们的福音的他的这种理念原则和应用，都应该是在我们的心中深深的能够扎根到一个让他们让这种的话语在我你的心中来掌控的这样的程度。
How can the word of Christ dwell so richly in us as to control us? How can that be?
那怎么样才能做到这一点呢？
Well, Paul answers with a two-part command given to us here in these verses.
那在这节经文里，保罗是用一个用两部分来告诉我们。
First, we are to teach and admonish with the word.
所以第一部分保罗讲到，我们应该是彼此的教导和互相的。劝诫，就用神的话语来彼此的教导和劝诫。
To teach is to positively teach and train someone like a child what he or she needs to know or do.
所以这里教导的意思呢，就像一个像我们教导孩子一样啊，是用基督的话语来这样的来教训啊，来装备，来培训。
To admonish is like when a child is headed to the wrong direction, then negatively he or she would need to be corrected or rebuked.
那劝诫是什么时候呢？是就好像我们在管理孩子，这个管孩子的时候，这个孩子已经要走往要行错的事或往错的方向走的时候，我们要纠正他。
And these two needs to be done with balance and with the right timing and appropriation.
所以这两点呢，我们做的时候是需要。我们的要有一个好的平衡，也要找合适的时机。
That's why Paul here mentions in verse 16, it needs to be done in all wisdom.
所以保罗所以在这里在这一节经文讲到的时候，你这样做的时候呢，是当用各样的智慧。
And Paul also has an extremely important emphasis here, besides our willingness to be taught, to be corrected by the word.
但这里保罗所讲的是，我们彼此之间呢，也不只是一个就是只是彼此教导和劝诫的这样的一个。
In other words, just because just your willingness alone to sit here listening to the word of God being preached to you is not enough.
所以换句话说，我们当我们就是坐在这里当我们听讲道那听把这个接受神的话语呢，这是不够的。
Because here Paul says you are to teach and admonish to one another.
所以但是所以保罗这里讲到他是要强调的是彼此和互相。
Teaching and admonishing isn't merely the responsibility of the pastors or elders.
所以教导和劝诫也不都只是在教会里牧师长老的责任。
But it is of one another, all, meaning all believers, the entire congregation.
所以在我们整个的会整个的会众那么我们弟兄姊妹当中，这是我们每个人的责任。
But of course, you as a believer don't necessarily carry the same authority of the word's ministry.
当然我们在这样做的时候做一个会员呢，我们可能没有一个在神所在给牧师和长老的这种在话语教导上的这种特别的权柄。
Like pastor or elders, you already translate that. Now think about this. What's the purpose of having regular Bible study in small group?
那所以我们想想为什么我们在教会有固定的每一周的这样的查经班。
Why do we encourage brothers and sisters to share thoughts and words of encouragement?
为什么我们在这样的小查经班和小组当中，我们是都希望弟兄姊妹有这样的彼此的这种分享和彼此的鼓励？
Because these are opportunities to build up one another in the Lord in life.
这是我们在主内彼此建造的这样的宝贵的机会。
And this kind of building up isn't merely about you saying something just nice to each other.
这种彼此的建立呢，不只是在里面我们就彼此你好我好。
What rather it is about us helping our brothers and sisters to see and live out our identity, our place, and in our situation in the gospel.
而是要让我们彼此在福音当中呢，我们能够彼此真正的活出我们在基督里的身份。
Ask yourself this: What am I doing right now to let the word of Christ dwell richly in me and also in others?
所以你可以现在问你我们自己这样的问题，那么。我有没有把基督的道理这样丰丰富富的存在我自己的心里，也帮助这样的道理呢丰丰富富的存在我周围弟兄姐妹的心里。
If your answer is that you haven't done much to yourself or to others, you haven't participated much or said much in the group.
也许你可能你的答案是那我可能没有做什么，我在小组里呢也没有太多的分享。
Don't be surprised that there isn't much genuine heart satisfaction or happiness to speak of in your Christian life. Don't be surprised.
所以我们可能也不要觉得奇怪，就很多时候呢，我们也许是因为我们在这样的基督的道理呢，我们自己都还没有得到太多的满足。
In your Christian life.
在我们的生命当中。
So that's the first part of Paul's command. The second command is this.
那这是保罗给这样哥罗西教会的这样的一个劝勉的第一部分第二部分是这样。
To have the word of Christ dwell richly in us is to sing the word.
我们把基督的道理呢丰富的存在心里的另一个方面呢，是我们要来用诗歌来赞美。
We are to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, verse 16, second half.
所以在十六节，保罗说，我们应该用诗章、颂词和灵歌来这样的丰富的颂赞基督的道理。
I don't believe here Paul is mandating what types of songs that we are allowed to sing in worship. I don't think that's the case.
所以保罗这里并不是要要特别的规定，那么我们在我们的敬拜当中呢，你要能唱或者不能唱什么样的诗歌。
Rather, he is pointing out a variety of Christian songs that we may and should sing.
但这里保罗所提到是提到的有各类的我们可以用来使用的来颂赞的这样的一个这样的不同的这样的形式。
Psalms, of course, that would be the Old Testament songbook that we should really sing psalms.
所以这里所说的诗章当然是指这旧约的就是旧约当中的这个诗篇当中的这样的诗章。
There are a lot of songs written after from the Book of Psalms.
当然在
today we can sing.
在诗篇之后也有很多的这样的诗歌我们也可以唱
Hymns, those are praise songs. That's giving praise to word the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit about their character, about God's deeds.
所以这里讲的颂词是指之外的诗篇之外的这样的 我们可以写到了可以颂赞父子圣灵的颂赞神的作为的这很多的诗歌
Even in the book of Colossians chapter 1 there is one hymn there already in, chapter, in verses 15 to 12
即使是在这个哥罗西书的第一章我们可以看到这个保罗已经有一个这个诗歌的这样的一段经文是以诗歌体
And then the third type is spiritual songs
那第三类呢是这里所说的灵歌
These are testimonies that are attested to God's word and this is kind of similar to our contemporary music compositions
这里呢其实是用诗歌来在神面前见证我们的这种我们的感情就像很多我们现代的很多唱的基督教的诗歌一样
Here's the point We are
重点在这里
What we sing with each other must be of the word of Christ.
这里保罗所说的，不管你用什么样的形式你所颂赞的应该是从这个基督的话语、基督的道理当中出来的。
And this is what leads us to rejoice in the gospel truth.
这也是只有这样的诗歌呢，才能让我们真正进入到讲神当中的喜乐。
If we are to find satisfaction in life in the word of Christ, it naturally leads us to worship through the word.
所以我们如果要在基督的当中能够得到满足也唯有是让我把我们自己呢扎根在神的道理、神的话语当中。
This means we are to devote our focus, our attention, our effort on what God has spoken to us in His word.
所以我们这意味着我们要让我们自己注重在学习神在他的话语当中给我们的各样的启示。
This means we are to devote our focus and attention on the explicit expression of praise and gratitude of what Christ has done for us.
我们也应该花功夫来用各样的这样的诗歌来赞美来歌颂基督的道理。
All these we are to do it together.With one another.
所有这一切呢，都是我们在一起能够一起作为一个整体来做的。
When we sing God's word with each other, we are supposed to be getting a glimpse of the full goodness of all of God's people singing and praising God in heaven.
所以在我们一起的来用这样的诗歌赞美上帝的时候呢，我们也可以尝到那将来在天上，我们在这样的。神的诗歌对神献上颂赞的这样的滋味。
Have you ever been to a large church with thousands of people?
我们大家有没有去过一个那种很上千人的很大的教会
？Where you can hear the voices of everyone singing all together at once?
你听到那几千人我们一起同声唱这样的圣诗的这种场面
？Maybe in the mega church or maybe in our general assembly?
可能是在一个很大的教会当中也可以是像我们如果参加我们 PCA 的总会我们在那里也有这样的感受
At a setting like this you don't just hear the song leader sings or just the band being blasting loud
所以你当然听到的呢其实不只是诗歌本身也不只是乐队的发出的声音
Years ago I was in Moody Bible Church in Chicago There was thousands of people all together singing A Mighty Fortress is Our God
所以在很多年以前，我在芝加哥的这个穆迪圣经教会里看到会众一起来唱这个
A Mighty Fortress is Our God. I forgot. What's the Chinese?
我是教会唯一的根基。上主是我坚固保障。
Okay, thank you. I have tears coming down my face because I have this awareness of the awesomeness of the rich presence of not just God.Of all of God's people together, it is like a scene in heaven one day that I will have.
所以当时呢，我听的是是泪流满面的。所以当让我感受的不只是神自己的同在，而是在神里面弟兄姐妹一起这种口唱心和的这种感受。
Believers who sing around you aren't just singing individually.
所以在这些信徒呢，都不是以一个个人的身份来唱。
Their singing and voices actually help lift up God's people's heart.Into heaven.
所以我们当我们一起做的时候呢，我们把自己的，我们把我们的心高举在神在神的国当中，高举在天上。
And heaven is where we truly belong.
天上呢，是我们也是我们将来最终的真正的居所。
We will be one day before the full glory of God.
我们有一天会在神的 完全的荣耀当中。
So how are you and your voices and singing helping to lift up your brothers and sisters' hearts?
所以我们是彼此怎么样用诗章、颂词、灵歌来让我们来鼓励、来高举我们弟兄姐妹的心呢？
But of course, we are not just singing for each other.
当然，我们不只是为我们彼此互相为对方而唱。
We ultimately sing to God to praise Him and to give thanks to Him.
我们最终是向神歌唱，是要把赞美感恩归给他。
Because He's the one who saved us, who blessed us with goodness.
是因为乃是神，这是一位在我们的生命当中赐下各样美善的上帝。
He's the one who satisfies our deepest longing in life.
他也他是。满足了我们心中最深刻的需要的上帝。
And we can only know Him through the Word of Christ dwell richly in us.
我们只有在把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里的时候，我们才能够真正的明白。
Now the third fold of Thanksgiving is from the name of Christ that we give thanks.
那第三重的这感恩之心当中的第三重的意思是。主耶稣基督的名。
Verse 17, Paul says, And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
所以第十七节保罗说，无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名，主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
How the name of the Lord Jesus Christ should be in our life has everything to do with our identity in Him. Is supposed to affect and work out in all of our life.
所以这个主耶稣基督的名呢是关乎了我们我们在主基督里的我们的真正的身份。
We are to depend on Christ as well as to represent Him in what He said, what we say, and how we live.
那么我们的生命，我们的身份乃是。要来来弘扬主耶稣基督的名，要来是在用我们自己来，也是代表了主耶稣基督的这样他的圣名。
Because everything in our life is about Christ's sovereign lordship in us.
所以我们的基督徒的生命每一个方面都是关乎主耶稣基督在我们的生命当中做主。
Remember this, just as He is the one who loves you, who created you and saved you.
就像神他。创造了我们，救赎了我们。
Just as He is the one who protects you and provides for you and nourishes you.
就是如同神在我们的生命当中的护理看顾赐给我们各样的祝福。
Just as He is the one who guides you and comforts you and lives in you.
如同神住在我们心里面来引导来安慰我们。
So also He is the one who equips you through His word.
那这样的上帝呢，也同时呢，也在是用神自己的话语呢来装备了我们。
And He also comes along with you as you represent Him in the world to bear witness to Him.
那神也跟我们同在，让我们在这个世界当中呢，我们可以见证他自己，见证他的名。
It doesn't matter what situations or settings that you're in.
不管是我们生活的情况如何。
It doesn't matter whether you're at home or in school or at work or at church.
不管你是在家中，在学校在职场。
It doesn't matter whether it is in the morning, afternoon or nighttime.
或者不管是早晨还是晚上。
Now the two key words here in verse 17 that we need to pay attention to are these.
所以在第十七节呢，有两个字是我们要特别注意的。
It's harder in Chinese. There is the whatever and everything.Unfortunately, Chinese doesn't really show the everything.
所以这一点中文上没有体现出来哈。那个其实在中文只是翻译成这个无论做什么。
These two words point to the serious attitude of knowing the goodness and satisfying aspect of Christ's lordship in our life.
所以这两个字呢代表了这个神在我们当中的这样一切的权柄。
This serious attitude can only come from knowing and believing in God's saving promise in Christ and His presence in our life.
我们在神让我们在心中的这样的主权呢，是不只有我们当我们完全的能够认识到神给我们在他里面宝贵的应许。
And this goodness and satisfaction of Christ's lordship starts in this life on earth right now or that we have already, and it extends to our life in heaven, the not yet.
神 给我们的他所应许在我们中当中的我们心中的美善，他给我们的满足是从这个从今世就开始了。
If you do want this goodness and satisfaction, you cannot compartmentalize your Christian life.
所以我们要真正得到在神里的这种神的一切的美善和在他里的满足呢，我们就不能把这个基督呢只是局限在我们生命当中的一部分。
In other words, you can use compartmentalize to be sectionalize or separate your Sunday life and your weekly life, weekdays life.
就好像你把你自己的生命分割成我在主日的在教会的生活和我教会之外的生活。
You don't come to church with one attitude and go home with another.
你也不是带着一种态度来到教会，那么回到家中的时候呢，就转换成另外一种态度。
Rather, you must, in whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗是说，无论你做什么，在哪里，无论你在哪里，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名。
And that would include your work, your school, your studying.
不管是你的工作你的学习你的家政。
That would include you cleaning your house, your toilet or your car.
也包括你可能你在家中的做清洁或者清洁你自己的车。
That would include changing diaper for your child or cooking dinner.
或者是准备晚饭或者给你的孩子换尿布。
That would include dating or marriage or parenting.
或者是你谈恋爱和你的婚姻甚至你的子女的教养。
Everything in whatever you do it for Christ's sake and for His name.
所以在一切的事上呢，我们都应该是为了神的缘故去做，而且是奉了他的名去做。
And this can only be satisfying to your life if you get this point.
那你如果真正你要在神里边能够得到你的心灵的满足的话，你必须意识到这一点。
Jesus Christ, in his entire life, in all that he did, everything he did and experienced for you.
这一点是什么呢？就是耶稣基督在他整个的一生当中，耶稣在这个世上所做所行的一切的事，都是为了你的缘故。
His coming, his humble birth, his poor upbringing.
他的出生，他的到来和他的在这个生长在一个贫穷之家。
The disrespect or insults that he received.
他在众人面前所受的各样的羞辱。
The suffering that he endured and the death that he bore.
在十字架上所承受的痛苦。
And even his resurrection and his ascension.
甚至包括他的复活与升天。
All these, everything,were done for you to save you from your sin and death.
所以一切都是为了你的缘故，是为了救你救我们脱离罪恶和死亡。
To give you new life if you truly trust in His name alone.
为了给我们新的生命，让我们能够在我们的生命当中呢，唯独遵从他的名。
And this is why living for Christ should be so satisfying.
这就是为什么让我们真正意识到，我们如果是为了基督而活的话，我们的生命会是一个非常得到让你非常感到满足的生命。
Because your life in Christ is no longer just about you alone.
因为我们在基督中，你的生命呢，不再是只是为了你自己。
But it is about you experiencing His inseparable love and goodness in your life.
而是在你的生活当中呢，跟基督能够有这样的一个不可分割的爱的连接。
You can now confidently and practically live out your faith in every and all situations, no matter they are good, bad, terrible, or wonderful.
所以也能够让你也坦然无惧的能够面对生活当中的各样的境况，或者是贫穷，或者是丰富。
Because no matter where you are, what you're dealing with, you always, always get Christ in you, who is what and all you need.
所以因为不管你在什么境况当中，你都已经完完全全地得到了基督，他也是我们唯一所需要的。
If indeed such a life in Christ is in us,
如果这样的一个在基督当中的生命是我们所经历的话，
How can we not sing week after week with passion to praise Him?
我们怎么能不每周 都以感恩的心，都用诗歌、颂词、灵章来。
How can we not give thanks to, the God, to God the Father through Christ in all situations in our life?
我们怎么能啊不在任何的情况当中都把感谢归给上帝呢？
As we are deep in the fall season,
啊，让我们啊这样的一个在一个啊深秋的季节。
You see, most of the tree leaves are brown or down or gone already. Just look outside.
啊，我们在外面看到很多的树叶都已经发黄脱落。
But you notice one thing, right? That An evergreen tree is always green with all the leaves on it, no matter what season it is.
但是我们看到有些树，不管是什么季节，它的叶子都是常青的。
Whether it is in the heat of summer or in the cold of winter.
不管是夏天的炎热当中，还是秋天的寒冷，冬天的寒冷当中。
And so our Christian lives are characterized by enduring thankfulness that should be unaffected by the changes around us.
所以我们在我们作为基督徒，我们的感恩的生活，我们的感恩的心，也应该是一个不受生命的季节所影响的，而是长青。
What we need to remember is this.
我们应该所要牢记的是这一点。
When the heat of a pressured moment in life or deadly cold of pain, when these things strike us.
在你在也许在生命的所谓的严格的境况当中，甚至是一个像寒冷的这样痛苦的境况当中的时候，
We can stay evergreen. We can give thanks to God. Still, we can stay evergreen. We can give thanks to God. Still,
我们仍然能够成为一个常青树，仍然能够感谢上帝。
All because of what Christ has done for us and how He is in us and with us.
都是因为神他如何的。已经拯救了我们，他如何的住在我们的心里面。
So we must try not just to live like a Christian sometimes in our life.
我们不只是我们要在我们的生命当中有的时候来要像基督徒一样。
But live as a Christian who gets Christ all the time.
而是要一个在一个无论何时我们都为基督而活。
And give thanks to God through Christ in all situations.
在任何的情况当中呢，都把感谢归给神。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Gracious Lord Father,
恩典的主，我们的父神，
We thank you for reminding us once again how important it is for us to give thanks to you.
我们再次感谢你我们是在我们的生命当中来时常的献上感恩是何等的重要。
We praise you for the peace of Christ.
我们感谢你把基督的平安赐给我们。
We praise you for the word of Christ.
我们把基督的道理所赐的基督道理献上我们的感恩。
We praise you for the name of Christ.
我们也奉为主耶稣基督的名献上我们的赞美。
We praise you for the love of Christ.
我们也赞美主耶稣基督的爱在我们身上。
Lead us to respond to your grace.
引导我们能够回应神你的恩典。
And to continue to give thanks no matter what situations we are in.
不管我们的生命的情形境况如何，我们都能够献上我们的心中的感恩。
Thank you for your precious gospel.
感谢你宝贵的福音。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.